This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 295NUT for a $295.com or transfer. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 189.
Whoa. That was sign language, bitch.
My name is Ingo Weigelt.
I'm Matt Griffith, this is MMA Show. My MMA fans, for my fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, Ingo?
I don't know. Nothing.
Great. Nothing's going on with me either.
It's been a pretty boring...
Did you know I have security cameras installed in here?
Everywhere.
Yes. Making sure you're on.
As long as you have an anus cam, I'm all in. I want to see hairs. I wanted it to be in like super high def so I can like 4K my anus. You know, like fuck 1080p.
Is that
that's
what you
so
do
last
your
week.
Connect?
That's right.
Yes.
I'm stick my asshole right into the picture. Say, here.
Do they have a problem with that? Does Microsoft ban you if you stick your asshole in there?
I don't know, but there was a joke going around with the new Kindle. They have like this emergency button. Have you heard about this? So like you can hit this thing on the Kindle where you can like call for like help, and it immediately connects you to somebody via video chat.
Come on, stop.
And yes, it does. And there was this, when it first came out, there was like this giant like wave of, they were saying that people would just do that and have their penis out, you know, because it just like, guys are such children. It's so...
But isn't it, aren't you going to go to jail?
Because I apparently, I don't know. It's a cool feature, but at the same time.
What, to whip your penis?
No. To have a Mayday button. I think they call it Mayday or something.
Mayday.
It's called.
Michael McDonald, where are you at?
I don't know. The Kinect, all that stuff. I don't have mine plugged in. I still don't have it. I have no reason to use it at this point. Microsoft. I am on the list. I got the new notification today. Said
that.
I'm in. Next time they update the desktop or whatever you call it, the dashboard, I will be getting the update. So I'm excited. I just want auto sign in feature. That's it. Let me have the two profiles I have automatically sign in every time the Xbox boots. I will be happy. You can fuck everything else up. Just give me that feature.
I bet you they're going to make it worse.
I don't know.
They're going to make it like Windows 8.1.
There was a recent update and I thought that seemed to make things a little bit faster. Did you get that one?
Yeah. Yeah, just that was when you turn it on, it just goes to the green bar and doesn't tell you what the fuck's happening. Doesn't tell you all these cool updates we did. You're just force feeding you something, and hopefully everything works out right. And Battlefield 4 is still fucked up, by the way. Still,
I haven't
fucked
played
up.
That in over a month. I've been playing a lot of FIFA with my kid, and then I just beat Marvel Superheroes, Lego Marvel Superheroes, which is really good. But now we have to do all the side story missions. So it's a good game, man. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but for Legos. They have a Hobbit one coming out. I'm all in for that.
If you say Hobbit, I just associate that with brownie. And drooling all over myself with Lemonheads. Yes. I don't know what that's
the
about.
The Lemonheads.
The fucking midnight showing and...
Speaking of Lemonheads, I have this urge to like get a large ice cream when I leave here today. I don't know why. Just thinking about it right now.
You had ice cream. You could take some of the Oreo.
No. I think it's like McFlurry. I don't know why.
You'll see. That's going to be mixed sick later. You're going to be mixed shit yourself.
Probably. Any news for us, sir?
Yeah, brought to you by GoDaddy.
Oh, that kizam.
Support us. Buy at 295.com with code 295NUT. 32% off. Go 32 off 6 and 50% off hosting 50 host 2.
Yes,
something
sir.
Like that.
50 host 2 is correct. Free 7 still work? $4.com?
Sure.
With free private registration.
Yes, we have registration. It's all good.
Just learning my words. I'm so tired. I haven't been sleeping this week. Sorry, guys.
Sleep's overrated.
I may yawn like 10 times.
You know what's good to sleep?
What?
I don't know. But every time I do it, I pass right out.
Okay.
Masturbation.
I'm trying to keep my nose clean.
Masturbation.
Masturbation?
Yeah. Just wake up, cock in your head. You're like, what's going on here? I did not subscribe to this channel. What is this fucking... Horrible. It's all good.
Horrible.
So I just saw the... all good. Just power for a bit.
Reel it back in. Reel it back in.
On the verge. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. Try to keep it together.
Reel it back in. Speaking of news... Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, there's this picture, credit MMA Junkie, of the, I want to call it the three faces of fascination. So you have Joe Rogan, who's sitting there like, God damn, these two are about to get it on. And you have Lorenzo looking, he's like, God damn, these two are about to get it on. And you have Bruce Buffer, he's like, God damn, these two are about to get it on.
Look at that smile on that.
Look at him. That is creepy.
It is pretty creepy. He's kind of a creepy dude.
A little bit. A little bit. You read his book, he's really into himself.
Yeah, well.
Really into himself. But I guess if you're the ring announcer, you probably want to be really into yourself.
Yep.
Sporting the black tie and the gold, or no, the black suit with the gold tie. Who's doing the
purple tie.
Anderson Silva bumblebee look?
The spider. Not good for him.
Not so much. What else is going on? Oh, we got the crazy fight leagues. Did you see this shit? The one, I don't know what the fuck it is Unified Weapons Master. This says it's going to be MMA and some fucking weapons or something. It's an Australian show. But
okay.
When you look at the video, I can't even see the fucking video, so I'm not even going to show it. We'll talk about this other one. This is like 6 months ago, the hip show MMA, the 2v2 with the obstacle course.
Yes.
And I'll put the video up. Well, I think it's Access TV picked it up, and then they're going to have two English-speaking dudes doing the commentary over it. So it's still going down in Russia, but we're going to get to see it here.
Okay.
And I watched some of the ones in Russian, but it's just not as fun. You need someone to fucking... You need some Mystery Science Theater type thing over that, but that should be interesting. I'm all for fucking two-on-two and fucking.
Definitely. Especially two-on-two fucking.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
I don't know. Everybody wins, I think.
As long as it's a party and everyone's coming.
Yes, and that's how it should be. But, in your mouth. What? What else?
What's up with this Nate Quarry business? He's on all like...
I love it.
You do?
Fuck yeah.
Why is he out, you know, I don't
Fighter
know.
Pay!
He's out there talking about this thing and that thing. About how fighters don't get paid and sponsorships, and the first they want this, and then they want $100,000 for the fucking. But here's
it's
the thing.
It's a true story, Ingo.
I know, but back in his day, okay, there was not all this money floating around. It wasn't. They weren't doing a show every week. It was like, you know, it was pretty scarce. And I would say that he wasn't necessarily the top like five UFC fighters ever.
He fought for the title.
Well, that's one way to put it. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, he is one of the greatest knockouts I've ever seen at the receiving end of it. And he seems like a totally cool dude and very respectful and whatnot. But why all of a sudden is he barking? It's like, does he want to do something about it? Or what's the story here?
Maybe he's just trying to support the other people that were talking about shit. Because didn't Chris Lieben say his stuff first and then it seemed like Quarry came out and said some stuff?
Yeah, but Lieben is talking about he never paid taxes. That's not the UFC's fault.
No, right. I just think he didn't make enough. Maybe that's the general consensus out there. No, like money.
Oh, I see.
But I think it's good to put it out there because it makes sense with the sponsorship tax. Yeah, the sponsorships have dried up, and that's one of the reasons why. You can't fucking say, okay, everybody, you got to pay $100,000 just to get in, and then, you know, it kind of irritates me from the fighter standpoint. Because the UFC isn't making it easier for these guys to make money. They're making it harder. And we still don't know what's going on with the uniforms. And Dana White had a fucking hissy fit talking about that. Fuck you guys! He couldn't even get any words out. He was so ramped up when he was talking about that. And they're just asking him a question.
Yeah.
Like, well, what is it going to be? I don't have a fucking hair salon titties. Fuck you! Fuck out! Like, what?
He's very
angry.
What
the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. We're just trying to figure out. You're making things harder for the fighters to make money. That's all they're
asking about. They think they're doing them a favor. I don't know, because it's hard to say, because if you have this high price of entry, it attracts larger sponsors, because obviously the smaller sponsors can't afford to pay. But at the same time, these large sponsors, they want to be part of these large fighters. So then do they really want to sponsor like these small guys? Or does it become like a blanket where everybody wears a fucking like Spike TV logo or something, you know?
Well, that'd be interesting. Spike TV? UFC fighters?
Yeah.
No Bellators?
Did you see the DHL prank on UPS this week?
No.
They sent the box out at, via UPS, like airmail, and it's a giant box that says like DHL is the shit or something. So like, that's a good idea. So the DHL sent a UPS package, but the outside of the package said like DHL does it better. And they had it shipped all over the world.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So we should do something like that. I don't know. Send Sherdog a giant package of dicks.
Why? Aren't they nice?
I don't know. No, I don't have a problem with them, but I'd like to send them a big bag of dicks just because it's funny.
Who's just a random fan, you're getting a big bag of dicks.
Yes. When it comes time to question time, you never know what you'll get, a t-shirt or a bag of dicks. Oh, it's so going to happen this year. I can't wait.
Someone is. It's going to happen.
It's going
to
be awesome.
I'm going to work on that.
I think we should send a bag of dicks and maybe like a gift card so that it like offsets.
To make up for it?
Yeah. Sorry, we're such fucking children. But
I'll send it to your parents, to the parents of suicide.
Here's a $50 gift card.
Hopefully you're still living at home.
AdamandEve.com.
It'll all work out.
Boom, boom. Da, da, da. All right.
I wanted to talk about the UFC. You know, they're claiming they're losing millions of dollars to piracy right now. Mm-hmm. It said they're going after individuals who are watching illegal streams along with the sites providing them. You know, and I think we've mentioned this before where it seems somewhere along the lines of Metallica back in the day when they were going after Napster.
Okay.
But it's just, this is just fucked up. The people, like, I'll take myself for example. So, say I don't want to fucking pay for a shitty pay-per-view, and maybe I happen to go see a website that's streaming it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to pay for the fucking pay-per-view in the first place. So I don't see how you can say that they're losing money if I was never going to pay in the first place. You know, where is that coming from? And then it leads to a bigger question. Is the UFC struggling? Because why do you go after users, you know?
Well, you got to do something about it. They feel like that's the right move. I think for them, the biggest thing they need to be doing is getting their brand out there. Stop worrying about the nickel and dime shit and get themselves on, like, a national scale like how they have going on with Fox. And in order to do that, they need to build a larger fan base. So that makes sense. But as I was saying before we started recording, that I was reading a report that they actually have, like, $500 million in debt out there that they use to fund growth, and their rating actually is not that good, and from an investment standpoint, because there's way too much risk, because they're not big like the NFL or the NBA or, you know, Major League Baseball or whatever, NASCAR. So I don't know, maybe they are hurting for money. We don't know the finances, ins and outs. Maybe that's why they don't pay the fighters as much. Maybe that's why they're strict on the sponsors. Maybe these are all reasons that they have.
It seems to be adding up when you start putting one plus one plus one. I get six.
Well, you can't say it's because Fertitta and Lorenzo and Dana are greedy bastards, because they're already rich. So it's like there must be a reason. There must be a financial reason why the things are happening the way they are. And, yeah, it's nice to say, oh, let's pay the fighters $1 million a year. Well, what are they giving back for that $1 million? I don't know, you know. So it's, I don't know. Are they, what would?
Sweet 401k plan.
There you go. Do they have that?
I don't know. They match 100%. Up to $3,000. Yeah. Of nothing. Whatever you put in, we give no fucks.
Yes.
And we're actually going to charge you and take your. That's our 401k. It's UFC money. It's a tax. We tax you everything. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
What about this Chris Cyborg stuff? She says she's going to drop 10 and go to 135. She wants to fucking retire Ronda Rousey.
She wants to fight her twice, right? Wants to take her belt, and the second time to prove that she wasn't a fluke the first time or something, she said.
Yeah, who did that? Chris Weidman?
Yes.
Hmm.
Chris Cyborg, Chris Weidman. Ooh, they could fight each other. They could have a love child.
That's fine. Dominate.
I don't know. You know what? I'd like to see her make 35.
Why is Dana White being so crybaby about... Oh, she needs to fucking make 135 pounds first.
I agree with him.
And, you know, win a couple fights, and then we'll see what happens. This is the best fighter in women's MMA, and he wants no part of her. No part.
Because the best fighter in women's MMA is not the most profitable fighter in women's
MMA. This is true. But you could market her as Frankenstein.
You could.
She's coming to your town, Ingo, and she's going to fuck you up.
I don't think Rousey wants any piece of that woman.
No, and that's another interesting thing, because usually the best person wants to fight the best people, and they'll even call people out. But I don't think I've ever heard Rousey say she wants to fight Cyborg.
No, I don't think so.
And the other option was Holly Holm, bringing her in, and Dana's whatever. They're afraid to lose their cash cow. But the problem is, who else, and we'll get into that later when we talk about Rousey, but who else in the UFC can fucking challenge her?
Really? Rousey? Well, we thought it was going to be Carmouche, right? But it didn't happen.
No. I don't see anybody. I mean, that was probably the best one, but
yeah.
Just from the standpoint of it's the first woman's fight, and anything can happen, and then anything almost did happen.
Yeah.
Neck crank.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be tough. But the women's division is so young yet that you don't know. There could be someone that pops out of nowhere, you know, just blows on the scenes all over.
She's
going
to move up to 35.
Oh, yeah. I don't see her chances being that successful against Ronda Rousey.
No.
Get woman handled. Judo'd down.
Yes.
Which is weird. Well, we'll talk about it, but we didn't see any judo in this fight. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of strange.
What else? Gilbert Melendez gets offered.
Did he take that contract
from Bellator? I don't know. I know they offered him something, and I think the UFC can match it. But
I thought Dana was like, that Bjorn Rebney's fucking crazy. I'm not spending that much money on Gilbert Melendez.
I think they're just gonna let him go. Because it's
so crazy.
Is that a Cesar Gracie thing where?
Yeah, but the dude is like top two.
Yeah.
He might be like the best 55-pounder out there. You know, he just. Dude, he took, what was it, who did he
say? Ben Henderson.
Yeah. I mean, that was a close fight. It wasn't like it was, you know. Man, that's crazy. It's so crazy. I think Cesar Gracie fucking sucks as a...
Cesar Gracie Jiu-Jitsu!
He's a great Jiu-Jitsu guy, but he sucks as a... What do you even call him?
Manager.
Manager, yeah. Fuck you, Cesar Gracie, manager.
You're fucking, you're fucking people's careers up, man.
Diaz is not fighting. Where's
Nate
Diaz
wants
been?
To hold out for a fucking title
now
shot.
Gilbert Melendez.
Is Jake Shields still there?
Yeah.
Fighting Hector Lombard at 171.
Oh, God, I hope Hector just
Oh,
him
it's going to be so epic, that fight.
Yeah.
I don't like
Caprino
Jake
doesn't
Shields.
Doesn't like Jake Shields at all. He's like, that fucking guy. He's like quicksand. Like, yeah, that's a good
pretty much.
Pretty much.
Unfortunately.
It's like he just sucks you in. You can't do anything. Like, I don't know. He's just got a weird style. Guys just can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
They just can't.
It's true. What else?
More news?
Yeah, the Matt Hughes, Matt Serra fight.
Ooh, is that on?
No, but it would be awesome. I'd want to see it.
At 205?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Sarah is They're so like, goddamn swole.
He's like,
I don't. He is on something. He is on.
Yeah,
I don't know
are,
if it's pasta, but
it's both.
Are you kidding? What?
Pasta.
He was fighting
steroids.
At 70. There's no way he's at 70.
No.
He is on something. He might be on the TRT.
I
but I'd be in for a little rematch on that action. Make it three-minute rounds. These. Retired guys, can we get a special rules fight?
3 1-minute rounds.
That's fine.
With pads.
Yeah. That's fine.
Headgear and everything. I don't know.
And then the other one I just want to throw out there because I don't know. It's like, Herschel Walker, where are you at? Anybody hear anything from the guy? I think he's 51. He still looks like he's in his 20s, but I want to see a freak show fight, Ingo. He had okay skills.
He was a 205er, right? Not a heavyweight? What was he?
Yeah. I'll buy into that. Remember he had that weird fucking
it's very robotic.
Action Jackson fucking style?
I don't think it would bode well for him in the UFC.
But I want to see it.
Against who, though? 205? Shit.
Fucking anyway. Cormier. He needs a fight.
Oh, Jesus. I think, yeah, that would be bad.
Come on, Ingo. Make my dreams come true.
Not tonight.
Ugh. All right. Moving right along. We have no conspiracy.
UFC 170.
It's etched through.
Recap.
Boom. Boom.
Brought to you by...
Defense Soap.
Where you can save 15% by using code MMANUTS. DefenseSoap.com. We happen to be sponsoring Jessica I, if you notice.
Which I?
Her back.
Oh.
Her back knee.
You're supposed to say brown eye.
Brown
and
eye.
I'm supposed to go, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm off my game. I'm seriously, I have not slept well in like a week. My fucking head is messed up.
It's crazy. What's good for that?
Huh? You keep saying it. Let's go to that. More beer. I have some beer.
Gluten-free. Maybe it's all the gluten you're ingesting. It's fucking your shit up.
Could be.
And you're, what are you drinking today?
I have a
Galaxy
White IPA. It's pretty good. Made by Anchorage Brewing Company. I've had this before. I found this sitting in my back shelf. You got these IPAs, you got to drink them quick, because if you don't, they start to taste funky. I've had this for 6 months, so.
Is it good or bad?
It's still good, but it doesn't taste fresh, so it's okay.
Gotcha. You got some scores for the recap here?
Yes, please.
I was 10-1. Ingo was 10-1.
Yes!
And the Magic 8-Ball was 7-4.
Which one did I pick wrong? Damian Maya? No.
I forgot. I think Mike Pyle fight, maybe? Did you pick against him?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Anyways. 10-1, holy shit.
So overall, 32-14. Ingo is 35-11. And the Magic 8-Ball is in last place, finally, at 29-17.
Still kicking ass. Yes. And hey, the bonuses. Ayo.
Hey.
Ronda Rousey and Stephen Thompson get performance of the nights, $50K to them. And then fight of the night was Rory McDonald versus Damian Maya. Which,
I don't know if that's fight of the night, but out of your choices for main card fights, I think the Pyle fight might have been better.
I thought it was more entertaining.
Yeah.
But because Damian, well, are we going to get into it?
Yeah, where you want to start? Wherever.
Well, let's start with Stephen Thompson versus Robert Whittaker. Holy shit.
Yeah.
What's up with that guy? Is that like Gustafsson's twin or something?
I don't know.
Strange striker.
Yeah, the jab was working for Whittaker, but Wonderboy said, that's enough of this fucking jab.
Yep.
And then lit it up.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. And, you know, I mean, that was one of the fights that I was like, are we going to stop this fight? Like, wasn't it one of those?
Yeah. I think so. There was a couple. That was a Pyle one.
Oh, Pyle. That was another one, too. I mean, they're letting this shit go a little bit long at times.
Sometimes, and sometimes they want to stop it right away.
Yeah, I think it depends. Maybe if they let it go too long early in the card, then they might be quick to the draw late in the card, like a makeup call kind of thing.
Could be.
But Thompson is like the world beater, man. That guy's fucking scary. That welterweight, shit.
I think
he's in the mix, man, with that performance. I would say he's in the mix with that performance, making a case to potentially contend for the belt in the next 12 months. Depending on who wins.
Maybe. I'll give you a solid maybe.
Okay.
Or no. Or yes. What would you like? No. No title shot, Ingo. Can I get that Jeff on demand? Every time. I'm just going to put Bisbing. Bisbing, can you just give us that every time for us, please? What else are you going to talk about?
Well, I don't know. What about since you mentioned it, the Pyle versus Wahlberger fight? What were your thoughts on that one?
I think he got choked out, it looked like, no? And his eyes were rolling in his head, and he's fucking just elbowing and going crazy on him. I wasn't surprised on that one.
Me neither. But I was surprised it took so long. Thought it'd be quicker. Not a third rounder, as it was three, right? It was almost near the end of three, actually. So, what do you think about Pyle in the mix, too?
He's in the mix.
Are these two on a collision course, Pyle and Thompson?
Sure, make it happen. Are they in the right weight class? I don't even know.
Yes, they are. There's like three welterweights on this card.
It's all about welterweights.
Also, the welterweights, we have Rory McDonald versus Damian Maya.
Damian, I've got one round of gas.
It's terrible, man.
Maya.
He looked so good in the first.
What about the cup chick? the ref on McDonald. I'm going to put a picture up. I got to remember to do that. But typically, the fighter checks his own cup, and the ref doesn't check his cup. The ref was like, hey, is your cup all right there? I'm trying to get a little fucking handy.
It's all good.
Making sure.
Safety. All in the interest of safety, man.
Right. Safety. That's why we need video cameras on every stoplight. It's all in safety.
Safety.
Keep the kids safe and fucking stop me from going down this rabbit hole. Stop me.
It's true.
I don't need video cameras.
This one
everywhere.
Was hard to watch for me.
It was. The first round was pretty cool because Maya had him mounted pretty much the whole round. And some people could have given it a 10-8 to Maya. Some people did. I wouldn't. I'm not.
No, I had a 10-9. I don't know. Is it the weight cut? Is it just?
It's a weight cut.
You think so?
He's having a hard time getting down to 70 because then you see round two, cardio is gone. We can't get a takedown. I think they said he had the most takedown attempts in welterweight history at 22. He was successful on two of them.
Well, he was. I mean, some of those were like terrible. I was making it fun last night. It was like, that looks like me trying to go for takedowns. I mean, they were not good attempts.
And then he's just swinging punches like he's a drunk zombie.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, he had good success. He just blew it out in the first round. So I don't know. And credit McDonald too from bouncing back from the, you know, the loss to Lawler. It's just when you make it a striking match, and that's kind of what we thought, that was how he would win, that McDonald was going to have a clear advantage on the feet, and he did.
Yeah, do you remember the John Fitch fight he had with
who?
Damien? I don't remember that fight. Because that went three rounds, but all the other ones went...
No, I don't remember that one.
Am I looking at the right guy? Hang on. Yeah, and then he was in there with Jake Shields. That was a five rounder.
Yeah,
I don't understand what happened to the cardio. It's like,
it's 170.
Damien, but he's been there five fights already. So why all of a sudden? I don't know. I think maybe there's some shit that we don't know about, like something. Maybe he stabbed himself too.
Rectally.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because didn't Rory say something about stabbing himself?
He's cutting an avocado. He stabbed himself in the hand, requiring five stitches.
Oh, that's right through my hand.
He said it was poor technique, but...
What the fuck?
You fucking sped? I'm sorry.
How bad did you stab yourself?
I'm sorry. How do you fucking cut an avocado and stab yourself? I mean, I've cut myself, I think, twice, but it's usually where something was rough and it was bad knife safety and went fucking dink into the bone. But
it's gonna happen
if you're a fighter, take some fucking care.
He was really hungry and he just a little bit shaky. Trying to get
need
his
my
avocado
fat. Need my fat. Oh, that's gonna be a problem.
I love avocado, but that's like X-lax for me. Do you ever have that?
No.
Like, if I eat too much avocado, it's like, oh my God.
Maybe that's why you're not sleeping, right?
8 months, eight months, 8 hours later, be on the lookout because that shit comes out. And it's just like,
straight up.
Oh, yeah. So weird. Doesn't he have somebody who can cut his avocado for him? Hello?
He's a Canadian psycho. Maybe he likes knives.
Should have eaten some poutine. I'd kill for some of that right now.
Seriously. Here we go.
I would kill for some poutine right now.
What is poutine?
It's French fries with gravy with cheese curds on top. Oh, it's delicious.
Sounds disgusting.
No. You don't have no idea.
I don't, but that's what I said.
It's so good. I wonder if you could eat that. No, because the gravy's flour.
Well, you can make gluten-free. Is it straight up like turkey gravy?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of. It's special gravy, but it's the cheese curds that make it special. Exactly. The fries with the cheese curds with the gravy. Oh, dude. Poutine. If you're from Canada, you know what I'm talking about. Rory McDonald wants some fucking poutine. He knows what's up.
Yes.
So what's next for Rory? What's the story here?
Oh, for him, I would give him winner of Conda and Woodley.
Okay. I'll buy that.
And for Maya... I want him to rematch Nate Marquardt, if Nate Marquardt's still in the UFC. I'm not quite sure. I know he's lost three in a row, and Maya's on two in a row, and this would be a loser leaves town kind of fight. And when I looked up, I was trying to research Marquardt and see if he's still around fighting or whatever. You go to his Facebook. I didn't know he was such a Jesus freak. The background of his Facebook page is this huge cross, and then when he makes a Facebook post here and there, he's quoting scripture.
Interesting.
I didn't know he was Johnny Religion. So
it's all right.
This is what it is.
Religion's good. And
some
bad.
People beat off. Some people worship the devil. Other people
worship God.
Yeah, works out that way. Where else do we want to go? Cormier beats Pat Cumming.
Yeah, shocker of the night. That.
Didn't look impressive.
Props to Cumming for coming out and fucking just going for it.
It's the only way you got to do it. If you're taking a fight on 10 days' notice, you got to come out balls a-blazing. Because if you go through a second round, your cardio not going to be there.
But you know what? I thought Cormier went for broke on that, and I don't know that he would have had much left either. He didn't.
He said he had an easy weight cut.
Really? Because he didn't look that, like, ripped. He still looked a little pudgy.
I think he can make 85. That's what I was saying. I think he's in the wrong weight class.
Jesus.
I think he needs to be challenging John Jones.
Okay. He's not quite ready for that, but Hopefully they give Patrick or another Chris Weidman, shot. You know, give him one more fight where he can have a fight camp.
Yes, he'll get another fight, making the minimum $8,000. You want to take a fight on 10 days' notice? Sure. Here's $8,000.
Well, Dana's cool like that, though. He'll if you do him a favor, he'll do you a favor. He's like,
yep.
Want to fight in the UFC? All right, fight this guy, and then you can fight a real fight after that.
True that. You're
pay him $15,000.
True that.
If you're lucky.
True that.
So what's left?
Next for Cormier, Phil Davis. Next for Cummings, another fight in the
still
UFC.
Still like the Rashad Evans fight. Good one.
Well, hopefully Rashad's going to be out 6 months.
Is it that long?
Fucked up knee.
Blown on knee, yeah.
And then Rousey McMahon. Who should that be brought to you by? Onnit?
Oh, yeah. Onnit.com, where you can go to onnit.com/MMAnuts and save 10%.
That's right.
All of your supplementals and usage.
You need supplements. Supplements, yes. Good. Don't listen to those vitamins are bad surveys because
does that also
bullshit
work for, like, kettlebells and shit?
Sure. No. I think it's just supplements. But
what are they called? The rope things?
Battle ropes.
Battle ropes.
You might get some kind of discount on all the other stuff.
I still haven't used those, but I heard they're good. I'd like to put a set in my garage.
I'd like to put a set in my garage. Okay. I don't know what this set is, but it sounded cool.
Set of ropes, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what
it's all about ropes.
Yeah.
I used to climb a rope in grade school.
I can't do that. Never could.
Did you have that in the grade school? I don't think they'd have that anymore. It sounds pretty dangerous. There was a sissy rope with knots, then there was a man rope with no knots. You'd write your name on a piece of scotch tape, or masking tape, sorry. You'd write your name on it, and then you'd put it on your forehead, and then you'd climb up the rope, and then if you got to the ceiling, you'd take your name off, and you'd slap it on the ceiling. And the cooler you are, the further away from the rope you'd get your name, so you'd be slinging off. And this had to be fucking 30 feet in the air.
I remember.
And the mat on the ground was about 2 inches thick.
Pretty thick.
Totally safe. Where was the government trying to protect the kids at this
they
time?
They weren't.
Where are the safety cameras, the safety mats? Why are we not all padded up? That's because we're pussifying America, Ego. Yes. We're pussifying us.
I can never do that. I had to get like two, I don't know. Some people just have amazing upper body strength. Not me.
So all these kids need to be on the juice.
I have penis strength.
Fucking, that's what it's all about. You gotta slay a bitch, you might as well do it right. It's all about dicks and hoes.
Crouching tiger, hidden penis.
That's right. It's the best porn ever.
Is it? Is there such a porn?
It should be. There will be.
I don't know. There probably is.
It's airtight.
Anyways.
Rousey versus McMahon. Speaking of porn.
I'm surprised it didn't end via armbar.
Yeah, shocker.
But I'm also happy.
I'm not surprised that it ended in the first round with like a minute. I thought I said minute 10 seconds when we were at that juncture. I think it was a minute and 6 seconds.
Yep, 66. And Rousey, in my opinion, did not look very good standing up in this fight. I thought that she took some shots that she could have avoided. And she came in pretty wild.
Brawl! Just fucking...
Fuck it, we're going for broke.
Fuck you, bitch.
But it was exciting.
Hell
you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not going to lie. She's putting on exciting fights.
I thought the stoppage was good. I didn't have a problem with it.
I think it's blasphemous.
So.
Knee to the liver, she goes down. She was ready to go for a single.
Oh, that was after Herb stepped in.
I don't know. It seems Herb... Is he slipping a little bit?
I think he's quick to the trigger or short to the trigger. I think he's not very consistent.
Or was it because it's women fighting and...
Please don't beat her up anymore.
Yeah, I don't want to see her take any more punishment.
I don't know. It doesn't matter because it seems like nobody can stop Rousey. She's going to keep winning and winning and winning and winning.
Well, we have a problem because, you know, next for her should be Kat Zagano, but we don't know when or if she's coming back. Personally, I don't think she's going to come back. I mean, that's... Fucking, blowing out knees, and then, you know, her husband passes away, and there's a lot of shit to deal with, and, you know, she's next in line, and you can't have her fight Misha Tate again.
Nope.
And she just crushed McMahon, and who would be left? Davis?
Cyborg.
Four? Oh, you want the Cyborg?
Maybe.
I like the Cyborg. Hey, speaking of Cyborg, you know, she looks beautiful at times.
Really?
Yeah. Look at this picture.
Oh, my thing.
Thank you.
Like a fetish.
Thank you, Wago. Let me get another picture of the cyborg. Thank you.
All yours.
You're here all night. But yeah, I don't know. Fuck, what are you gonna do? You need to bring somebody in to challenge this woman.
Who though? There's nobody
you know
out there.
Who? Cyborg. Bring her in.
Cyborg.
Don't give me
or
this.
Holly Holm.
Yes.
I don't know. Holly Holm was what? Invicta? Where's she fighting?
Sure. I don't even know anymore.
WSFO?
She's somewhere.
SOF.
That's right. WSOF. WSOF. You all right? You gonna make it?
No. I'm starting to get sleepy.
Where are we at? Oh, S the Nuts, brought to you by Gotham Cigars. Get your humidor, lighter, refill, cutter, free shipping, $49.99. Go to their coupon tab and get square.
GothamCigars.com?
Yes. You gotta go to our site to go to the link.
I mean, it's
support us, buy shit through our coupon tab.
I'm gonna be sleeping. Let me know when there's a good question.
Okay. Are you ready? Joseph Wiepert. You think the UFC will sign Cyborg within the next month to fight Rousey? Word out of Cyborg's camp, she's willing to cut the weight to make 135.
Not within the next month.
Right. Dustin Rounds, favorite movie and why? Cheers.
Go first.
Slapshot. 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 That's all I can say. It's a fucking old school movie. And I'll just say, Hanson Brothers. These motherfuckers were crazy. It's like Nick Diaz is three of them just going wild, putting on the foil. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Putting on the foil!
Yeah.
Maybe these fighters should be putting the foil on.
They should be.
No, that's the first true ass kickers. I know it's from like the 70s, but it still holds up. And there's titties in there.
That's true.
And lesbian references.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Dog it.
I like Top Gun, man. I fucking saw that movie so many millions of times. You have no idea. I've watched that movie so many times.
I'm going to sing the Highway to the Danger Zone.
So many times. There is nothing. When Goose dies, my heart, every single time, I'm like, no! No! I will engage when I'm goddamn good and ready! You got that? You know? Tom Cruise at his best. It's a good movie.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Real
is that
good
Kenny
movie.
Loggins?
Yes.
Fucking making it happen. So. How could you not like a movie that has Kenny Loggins delivering the soundtrack?
Yeah, it's epic. I love it. I mean,
do you just like it because you get Tom Cruise shirtless?
Oh yes.
And Val Kilmer
when they're playing volleyball.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So hot. What's the masturbation sequence?
No, I mean it's a good like you know dudes movie. I don't know. I watch it a lot. And I used to want to be a pilot. You know. And then the Navy and all that
you still
shit.
Still can, Ingo. Life is...
No. If that ship
come
has
on,
sailed,
fucking get
literally.
After it. You got some free time, right?
Yeah. No. But if you Google that out there and see, like, dude, landing on an aircraft carrier...
Fuck that shit.
Crazy.
Oh,
I don't
that
even
makes
know.
Me nauseous.
You
got to
be kidding
about.
Me. Because the thing's moving, you're moving, everything's moving,
you
and
fuck
then...
fuck up, you're right in the ocean. Oh, yeah. Dead. Fuck that.
And at night.
Fuck
are you kidding
that.
Me? So it's pretty amazing.
Nuts.
I love
That's
it.
Nuts.
Great movie.
Both suck. Greg Larry Fountain, I'm moving right along. Would you rather let Ronda put you in an armbar for 3 seconds with no tapping or let her knee you once in the liver?
I'll take That's the knee.
Easy question. Knee all day, all
knee.
Night, all day. Fuck that. I ain't letting that crazy lady armbar me and
no.
break my arm.
Break it right off.
You can knee me in the liver. I got a tough liver. We train our livers on a daily basis.
Yes, we do.
Jared Holt, who is your favorite MMA writer, apart from MMA Nuts, of course? He says he likes Ben Folk's pieces. I'll say Jack Slack. I like his fighting breakdowns. He should write for us.
Yeah, he should. I agree with you. I'm a big fan of his stuff because it's very unique. And, you know, there's a lot of guys out there. Folks is pretty good, though. I like him, too. But definitely Jack Slack. Is the man, and he may or may not be interested in working with us, so if we can make that happen, we might make that happen. So, more importantly, the question is for you who asked the question, who is your favorite MMA writer? Because maybe we can have him guest write on our website or something.
Yes. Mark Kerr, where are you at?
Mark Kerr.
The Smashing Machine!
Oh.
Isn't he a writer? Or is he a car salesman? No. Yes, he's a writer. He's a writer. Fucking... Harley Davidson, why aren't you sponsoring the fucking show? You sons of bitches.
Stingy bitches.
Yep. Stuart Harrison, what's with all the Rousey hate? She seems like a cool chick to me with more personality than the rest of the UFC's women's division combined. I know people are stuck on how she looked on Tough, but who cares? The Ultimate Fighter is straight garbage. Why all the hate? Because she's not a sportsman or a sportswoman.
Sportswoman.
Shake a hand. Wouldn't kill you. Shaka Khan. Let me rock you, Shaka Khan. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Stuart Harrison, number two. What's wrong with my man Herb Dean? He's been slipping over the past two pay-per-views. I think it's just a little hiccup, but I saw Shades of Mazzagatti in the Pyle Wahlberger fight.
Don't say that.
Shades of Mazzagatti. That sounds like a movie. Shades of Mazzagatti. I like that.
There you go.
Or a good band name.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go see Shades of Mazzagatti tonight. It's like a fucking high-end race car. But anytime you see him, he needs to grow the porn stash back. I literally think when he shaved that porn stash off, he lost all his reffing ability. He may have had it in the Lesnar fight, the Lesnar-Frank Mir fight.
Oh, the no tap, yeah. No...
I'm tapping. Are you going to break this up before he shreds my knee? Luckily, that wasn't Paul Harris. Holy fuck.
Please stop.
He may never wrestle again.
Stop the fight.
Yep. Alfredo Davalos Garcia, top three worst stoppages. An extra point if you don't get in there, a Dan Mergliotta fight. I have one. It's that, once again, Cyborg versus Jan Finney.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where Kim Winslow was reffing. Literally, one round of just, the whole round you could have stopped the fight, and she just let her beat the piss out of her. Oh, my God, please, yeah. Kim, stop the fight. Stop the insanity. I can't give you more than that. I'm just going on.
I don't know. I forgot about that one. Worst stoppages? Man, that's tough. I don't know. I can't even think of one.
It's all right. Alfredo Davalos Garcia, question two. What do you think about Eric Silva versus Rory McDonald?
Big fan of Eric Silva. I think he's tough. He had some controversy when he started. In Brazil, I think. Didn't he have, like, the knee or something? And then there was, like, a choke problem?
Yeah, probably.
Something.
Then a loss.
Now he's on a roll, and I like him a lot. I think I like that fight.
Okay, done.
That's interesting.
Frank Fleming, are there certain fighters who put on good fights, but you just hate their personality, so you end up wanting to see them get the shit knocked out of them?
Yes.
If so, who? He says his are DC, Nelson, and Junior Dos Santos.
Anderson Silva.
Thank
comes
you
to
very
mind.
Much. Yeah, it was very satisfying.
Actually, for me, John Jones is on the list. I want to see him get his ass kicked.
Who puts on good fights, but I don't like
Jones does, yeah, for sure. Who would be a third? Shit.
I put Ronda Rousey in there a little bit. I don't really like her personality, but I enjoy her fights.
Yeah, I'm okay with, I don't know.
You like her personality?
Yeah.
You want to get with her?
No. I wouldn't spend 5 minutes with her. No. No.
Please just armbar me and put me out of my misery.
I'd let her teach me judo, though. I definitely would want her to show me some shit because she seems like she's a pretty good teacher too.
Mm.
On top of it, but who else? I don't know. What's the problem with Junior? He's got a problem with Junior. Fuck, Junior never did.
He's like the
anyway.
Nicest guy ever.
Like whatever.
Fuck
he
the
takes
nice
a
guy.
Beating.
I like Michael Bisping.
He's getting his
Nick
ass kicked
Diaz.
His last few fights. He's so nice. He's not like an asshole.
And he's
or
like I think he's
brain damage. Pugilistic at
a little bit. Unfortunately, he just seems a little more happy than he should be. He likes ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
They're delicious. Gluten-free. Oh, my God.
You can eat 12 of those?
Yeah, they're real good for you. Justin Dr. Bound Carter, why do you think it's so hard for the UFC to put together these damn super fights, but they can make pretty much any other fight they want? That's an easy answer. You don't want to damage your champion. That's
true.
All.
Yeah.
Because then what? If you have one of your champs lose, oh, you're fucked. The only one you can do is GSP versus Anderson Silva when they come back. But I want to see it, but it's not as cool as when they were champions.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, they keep taunting this Pettis versus Aldo fight. This seems to be the next one.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Was like Anderson Silva GSP, Anderson Silva John Jones. Not going to happen. Thank you. Thank you, Mike Wisnik. The guy rocks. We got to have him on the show.
I love
then.
When you
just
do that.
Give it to
we
me,
really
Mike.
Do. What else is
give
he doing? He's not up to anything.
No, he's playing a pirate. I think he's going to be in the next Pirates of the Caribbean 6. I don't know. Two. No, let's stop. The MMA show. World Series of Fighting had an event over the weekend. Ryan Ford was crowned the World Series of Fighting Canadian welterweight champion.
Like, did you see that knockout?
No, he's an amazing KO, by the way.
That's crazy.
What do you suppose World Series of Fighting is going to do with all these regional champions, especially with Ford, who is unable to get a pardon to fight outside of Canada?
What do you mean a pardon? Is he like a convicted criminal?
Probably. That's weird, because usually Canada is very tough to let the people in. And they're tough to let the people out then? You fuck up?
Yeah. You cannot leave.
Yeah. No man enter, no man leave.
I don't know, man. I think, you know, there's a place for everybody. So it's unfortunate. Look at Glover. It's like he's an example of a guy who was always like a world beater type guy, but just couldn't get over to the U.S. to fight in the UFC. So shit happens sometimes. What are you going to do?
Eddie Alvarez.
He had problems too?
No, that was just getting out of Bellator.
Oh,
it totally doesn't make any sense.
Hey, what's up with him? Has he got a fight scheduled?
I don't know. I think I should start following Bellator more. I feel there's a lot of UFC hate of
you
late.
Said that before.
And I try. It just doesn't work.
We did
work.
That for a month. We got all excited, and I was like, oh,
it's just not working for me.
Yeah,
I don't know what
they
it
put
is.
On one or two good events
the
and
commercials.
Then just like, yeah, it's fucked up.
The commercials just kill the flow of an event. It'd be great if someone would just sponsor the whole fucking segment, because once you cut to a commercial but between rounds or whatever, you lose me. I want to hear what the corners are saying.
Yep.
What advice they're giving. Are you winning? Are you losing? Let me know. Justin Sweeten. Should Ronda stay busy with a queek? Here we are.
Did you say queek?
I think I did. I was trying to say quick, but it's a queef.
Okay.
Should Ronda stay busy with a quick fight? I'm gonna lose it.
But you were
just
saying
say,
queef.
Fuck it. I'm changing the question. Should Ronda stay busy with a queef?
Yes. Stay busy.
Done. Jesus, queefing away her life. Fuck Hollywood. Fuck the movies. Fuck fighting. I'm just gonna queef out, babes. Queef out.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Sorry,
trying to find the next question. You might get a T-shirt.
I
for
think
that.
You will, because that's just too funny.
You're gonna get a T-shirt, sir. That's a Dr. Brown Carter. Who are the fighters that, if you took away one part of their game, they'd be pretty much helpless? An example: Kane and his cardio, or Ronda and her judo.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Maya and his jujitsu.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's one example that comes to mind.
I'd like, but and from another standpoint, what if you could take wrestling away from GSP? That wouldn't kill him, but that would make him a fucking awesome fighter.
Probably.
Because he'd have to stand and bang.
Or wrestling away from Chael Sonnen.
Then we'd have a big problem.
Yeah.
Or any heavyweight and his striking.
Yeah.
To some exceptions. I mean, Verdum would still be all right, but most heavyweights, you take their striking away, they're going bye-bye.
Yes.
That's like Pat Barry with no striking.
Yeah, Chris Lieben and his chin.
Mm-hmm. Like a dog without a leg?
Sure.
I miss three-legged dogs.
Me too.
Justin Doc Brown Carter. Who,
again?
Yeah, I had a dog. He was three-legged. His name was Iran. Justin Dr. Brown Carter. He was at the top of the steps. He couldn't get down.
He's here all night.
It's a private joke. This is Justin Dr. Brown Carter. Who are some fighters who can't help but cheer for, and who are some that you can't help but cheer against?
Similar question.
I don't know. Michael Bisping, I'll root against him, like Gabe Rudiger. Dominic Cruz, if he ever comes back, he's second on my list to root against. And the people I root for, the Mark Hunt, who wants to get that rematch against Alistair Overeem. I support that.
Yeah, Mark Hunt's a good one. I love Nick Diaz. I don't know why. I just like him.
Does he retire? Does he want to fight? Come on. Guy's
I like
killing
to root
me.
For him. Yeah. I always root against John Jones. I'm sorry. I want to see him lose. I think he's just so fucking arrogant.
He is,
it bothers
but
me.
He needs to just, I wish he could just be himself. He tries to be something he's not.
True.
That's a problem. Just be yourself. Same with GSP. GSP is more himself now than ever.
Hey, he's hanging with the aliens. That's why.
I think so.
Getting alienly probed. He's very happy.
Okay.
Edible.
Robert Lilly, have you ever took a liver shot, and have any of you guys been knocked out?
No.
No and no. But I sparred my brother once, And oh my, you want to talk about the hardest I've ever got hit? I've been in a lot of fights, but my brother was 6'5", probably 250.
He was?
Yeah.
Is he taller
now? he's still big.
Now
he's
6'10".
Not in that kind of shape. He's turning 50, right, this year.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm turning 41, for fuck's sake. But back when I was 20, and we had a little sparring session because I was going to enter the Tough Man competition at 95, so it would have probably been like the summer of 94. I'm out in California with him. I'm like, oh, you want to get into a Tough Man competition? You want to be tough, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, let's spar. Then we put the headgear on, the gloves, and we're fucking just going at it. And there's a couple exchanges where he lets me, like, come on, hit me with an uppercut. So I hit him with an uppercut, and I bloody him up a little bit, and he's like,
No, he's getting angry.
And then he starts just tagging me, and as he's hitting me, he's like, don't go in a fucking straight line back. And I'm like, okay. That's easier said than done when you're rocking the fucking shit out of me. And mind you, he was also runner-up for the heavyweight in the Golden Gloves here in Chicago. So he had some fucking skills. So needless to say, come out of that with two black eyes. And that's with headgear on.
Bruised ego.
Fucking hardest I've ever been hit in my life. Yeah. And still didn't get knocked out. And he fucking lit me up, though. He didn't hold back. He went full bore.
Well,
it's all good.
He was trying to teach you something.
Yeah.
I have been knocked out once, actually, now that I think about it.
What's that?
When I was playing hockey, I got knocked out. I remember. Yeah, because I was, it was like when I was, what the fuck was I, like 15, 14?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like getting into a little scrap with somebody and my helmet fell off and I was looking for it. And then all of a sudden I woke up and I was on the ground. And apparently the dude had taken his stick because he was pissed because I knocked him down and just fucking bring me on the side of the head with a stick.
Oh,
I was looking for my helmet. So that's, I think I was unconscious.
You know who that guy is? We need to pay him a little visit.
No, this was like a rec slide. You know, we used to like rent out arena ice rinks, you know, like late at night. And it was like an official like team versus team, but I was never really great. I played defense. I was always scrappy at everything I did. I was not very athletic, but I work hard. So I don't know. I guess I pissed him off or something. And I don't know, he fucking hit me with a stick, knocked me unconscious.
Yeah, like
I was
Theo
like looking
Fleury,
around, I'm like,
the son of a
next
bitch.
Thing I remember, I'm like, wow, why am I on the ground? This is weird.
Marty McSorley.
Yeah, that guy got kicked out of the league.
So, he did that, dude. Donald Brashear, he fucking chopped him in the head.
Stabbed him with a skate? Take my skate off and stab your ass.
Fucking Jesus
Christ,
man. Yeah,
no, hockey's brutal. But I did like hockey. I was not very good at it, but it's fun.
True.
I have been knocked out. That's the only time I remember.
And then the last question, Andrew M., what is the meaning of love?
Ooh, you go first.
Big black cock. What else is there?
Big black cock. Love big black cock. Love. Yes.
Meaning of love.
Doing things you don't want to when you don't want to.
That's a daily basis.
Yes.
I don't know what he's talking
about. Do it all for love.
Yep.
That's the song.
That's it. Any knowledge? I have nothing.
I got no knowledge. My knowledge is stay black.
What was the game I'm playing? Last Days or something?
Oh, yeah,
Fucking zombie.
Yep.
Shit's pretty good. Play it. Get scared. Don't play it high.
It's stupid.
That's it. Shut it down.
That's been this edition
of MMA Nuts, motherfucker. So, that.
My name's Inga Weigel.
Diddy's. Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing. Oh, t-shirt. Do we need to give away a t-shirt?
We almost forgot.
I forgot. Who was it? The Queefer? Who was the Queefer?
I think it was the Queef question, for sure.
Yeah, once I find the Queefer, I could have probably researched. Oh, Justin Sweeten. Should Ronda Rousey stay busy with a Queef? You in t-shirt.
What was the actual question?
Should Ronda stay busy with a quick fight and have another fight set up? Fuck that. He's a Queef question.
It's a Freudian slip if you ever heard one.
Yeah, it's all good. So email us either at fans@MMAnuts or direct message us on Facebook.
Or Twitter.
Medium, large, or extra large.
Yes.
Cock. Or a bag of dicks coming your way.
Yeah. Medium, large, extra large, or bag of dicks.
Yeah, you decide.
Whatever you want.